5.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I feel kind of frustrated that Congress doesn't seem to be able to do anything about this situation. We have an employment crisis in this country, and it's going to get worse if the benefits are not extended. You can't just suddenly jerk $6 billion a month out of the economy and think there's not going to be repercussions. The unemployment benefits need to go ahead and be addressed, because there are people who are literally starving, being evicted from their homes, not able to give Christmas to their children. You know, that's much more important than passing, you know, tax cuts for millionaires. I mean, they're not suffering for anything.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. Janet Reinman there, one of the many unemployed Americans who are now without jobless benefits. There are some 2 million people who have had their jobless benefits ended. If you're unemployed and this is you, how are you dealing with it? Or do you know anybody who's dealing with it? That's the subject matter here in the overview of this big story this week. A lot of people are trying to make it a big story. Is it for you? If you're employed, you got plenty of money, no. But if you're broke and about to lose your home and your car and other things, maybe this is something that's going to make you sweat a bit. Extended unemployment benefits. Again, 2 million people will start to run out this week. I think Congress ought to change its mind. It has said no. Some of the benefits have been extended up to 99 weeks. At what point do you say no? And as I have pointed out before here and other places, many of you have taken advantage of this, and I mean taken advantage. There are many people legitimately who can't find another job. Some people who are working under the table and collecting at the same time. We've heard from people over the last week or 10 days who have two jobs. I remember hearing from one person who thought it was better. He was better off. He had one job he didn't like before, but he made $60,000 or $70,000, got fired and went on unemployment for a while, found a job and then found another job, and quite likes working as much as he is and likes the variety in what he's doing. There's always going to be good and bad when it comes to this sort of thing. But at what point do you say what's fiscally responsible? It's kind of like, do you keep bailing out? We have all this money. Maybe if the money hadn't gone to some of the banks that were that held us up, you and me, the taxpayer, then money would be around now to pay unemployment benefits, because this is pretty much the same thing. You bail out the people who are unemployed individually. You bail out the people who are running the big banks and wonder out loud, how could they have been as irresponsible as they are? Some people say that those who are unemployed are irresponsible. Look at the help wanted lists all over the web, all over classifieds, help wanted signs. I saw yesterday I was in a business, happened to have been a farm store, a dairy store, looking for a manager. Why would you think you could find somebody like that in this day and age? You say Americans don't want to do it? Well, then maybe Americans deserve to be hungry or deserve to lose their home. If they don't want to work, you don't want to work, then why is it that I'm expected to prop you up? I'm having a hard time paying my mortgage. The money's extracted from me through taxes to take care of you who doesn't want to work. The hell with that. 800-510-8255. What is fiscal responsibility or lack of fiscal responsibility when it comes to this? A lot of the Republicans getting a bad name because they say fiscal responsibility ought to come first. A handful of Democrats, the Blue Dog Democrats, say the same thing. Some say they're open. So this appears to be something, when you get to the bottom line, we have almost $14 trillion in debt. 40 cents out of every dollar that you pay in taxes goes to pay down that $13.8 trillion national debt. You're going to add a couple of billion more to that? What's a couple of billion when it's $14 trillion, right? 800-510-8255. Here's Sharon Alfonsi from ABC with more on this dilemma.
Ellen Andrews lost her job last year. She's been supporting herself and her one-year-old son, Henry, with her unemployment benefits.
It means I can keep a roof over our head. It means that
you know, even though it's a struggle to buy food and everything, it means that I'm keeping the lights on and I'm keeping food in the house, just, you know, sometimes just barely, but I'm able to do that.
But now Andrews and millions of others may be cut off, with Congress allowing emergency unemployment benefits to expire. Some lawmakers have argued we simply can't afford it. The extension bill would cost the country another $12 billion, a huge expense for a government already in debt. Without an extension, the Labor Department estimates 635,000 people could lose all benefits by December 11th, more than 1.5 million by Christmas and nearly 2 million by the first of the year, rising to more than 3 million by the end of January. And the ripple effect, some say, will be devastating.
People who are unemployed and receive benefits spend that money in their communities immediately. They buy groceries. They put gas in their car. They fill prescriptions.
Social services are bracing. In Iowa, they're stocking the shelves at local food banks. In one shelter in Atlanta, they've added 100 additional beds, but already everyone is occupied. Ellen Andrews says she's praying for a Christmas miracle.
Getting a new job?
You're asking for Christmas.
That's what I'm asking for Christmas. And one that's substantial enough to you know, take the burden off.
And it is a tough out there right now. For every 5 unemployed people, there's just 1 job opening. Lawmakers could still change their mind on this, but we're told a deal in Washington could take weeks to accomplish. All this little comfort to the 2 million people who will stop getting unemployment checks next month.
All right. So are you sympathetic to the plight? Are you on unemployment now? Are you losing your benefits? We'd like to hear from you later on in the countdown when we're opening our lines to your thoughts and comments on the jobless bill, the jobless benefits, the jobless extension of, is it welfare? 800-510-8255. Those who are strategizing will be heard from, I'm sure, as we present the pluses and minuses of this, the left and the right, the up and the down, talk radio and talk television in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen? A bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
800-510-8255 as this countdown issue gets a lot of blood boiling, as well it might. Jobless benefits end. Are they ending for you? Here is Fox host Charles Payne speaking with Democratic strategist Marianne Marsh. The unemployed Americans have paid for these benefits. Did you, as you were employed, pay into unemployment? So do you deserve more money? That's the question here.
The GOP gets blamed, Marianne, for blocking this. But from what I understand, if the Democrats can find a way to fund it, then the GOP will go along with it as well.
Well, here's the spectacle, Charles. We're less than 4 weeks from Christmas, and you have the Republicans fighting against unemployed people who won't have any benefits coming up in the next few days, and at the same time, and they've paid for them. Every day they went to work, every week it came out of their paycheck, those unemployment benefits were paid for by these folks. And on the other hand, fighting for tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, which aren't paid for and will only add to the deficit. That's the dilemma.
Well, that's perhaps the way you see it. By the way, I don't believe in that $700 billion number. I believe, you know what, it's interesting today, and I don't want to get off topic too much, but we had a report from ADP and Challenger Grand Christmas. They both underscored why it's so important not to attack small businesses right now. They're the only ones hiring. We don't want a big tax increase, and it's not on the rich. But let's get back to the notion, though, that the unemployment benefits, 2 million people, you mentioned Christmas time. Where does the responsibility lie with respect to the Democrats? Why are they so resistant to things like dipping into TARP, which has become the president's personal piggy bank?
You're robbing Peter to pay Paul. We're not creating a deficit.
That's what we're doing. We're trying to prevent any more debt. The whole topic of this nation, the midterm elections, was about the fact that, listen, we're saddling our kids with a future that they just will become a third world nation. We're trying to stop that.
Charles, this is the hypocrisy right now by the Republicans. They won't give the unemployment benefits, but they want the tax cuts for the wealthiest to be extended. And how are you going to pay for that? So you have to show you can pay for both. It's either both or neither. And I think that's the fight on the table. And I don't think voters are going to forget in 2 years that it was the Republicans who were fighting against folks who are out of work.
800-510-8255. Interesting discussion given the biases on Fox. And speaking of biases, let's move over for the other side of the street to MSNBC and Lawrence O'Donnell calling out Representative John Shadegg for not understanding basic economics.
During a discussion on extending the Bush tax rates and extending unemployment benefits for out-of-work Americans on Morning Joe, Arizona's Republican Congressman John Shadegg showed a stunning ignorance about basic economic principles. Mike Barnicle asked Congressman Shadegg if he'd vote for the unemployment benefits extension if they were paid for and if Congress extends his beloved Bush tax rates for everyone, including the top tax bracket. Shadegg dodged the question, and then this happened.
What about the fact that unemployment benefits pumped into the economy are an immediate benefit to the economy? Immediate.
No, they're not. Unemployed people hire people? Really?
Unemployed people spend money, Congressman, because they have no money.
So your answer is it's the spending of money that drives the economy, and I don't think that's right. It's the creation of jobs that drives the economy.
But if you spend money at the variety store...
Actually, the truth is the unemployed will spend as little of that money as they possibly can. Job creators create jobs.
Congressman Shadegg got everything wrong he could possibly get wrong in that statement. He said he doesn't think the spending of money drives the economy. The spending of money not only drives the economy, nothing else drives the economy. Without the spending of money, we would have no economy. I spent a lot of time today trying to find less harsh-sounding adjectives than the word stupid. I actually do everything I can in this show, especially in this segment, to avoid harsh, condescending-sounding adjectives like that. Here's what he should have said to Mike Barnicle. I really don't know how to answer your question because we are under orders here in the Republican Party to push the lie that the only way to create jobs in this country is to help the rich get richer. And I can't figure out a way to make that sound halfway intelligent in response to what you've asked me. So please ask me something else.
All right. As politics, as it plays into this issue, at 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. My clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Edible egg.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Worth a bit of input, Nespa. 800-510-8255. Your chance for input coming up here after listening to a couple of more reports from Talk Television and Talk Radio. Here from CNN, Mary Snow has the story about 199ER. That is a 99 or a 99. Somebody who's been collecting it for 9 weeks is on the verge of being homeless as we discuss the problems of jobless benefits ending for many who are unemployed.
42-year-old Rhonda Taylor shows us what she calls a tough downgrade, her family's third rental home in 2 years, a spiral from the working-class neighborhood they once called home. At that time, Rhonda estimates she was earning $60,000 a year. Her partner, Kevin Wallace, was a stay-at-home dad, taking care of their son, now 9, who has mental disabilities, and their daughters, ages 3 and 4. But everything changed when Rhonda lost her job in April of 2008.
How long did you think you'd be out of work?
2 weeks.
Rhonda worked in information technology. Before that, she was a teacher. Her search for work is made tougher in Rhode Island, which has an 11.4% unemployment rate, the fifth highest in the nation.
I will look anywhere.
Recently, she found holiday work for Kevin on a delivery truck. Still, they face possible eviction.
Savings is gone. 401k is gone. I've sold every possession that is valuable.
And in March, Rhonda exhausted the 99-week limit on unemployment benefits.
Hi, I'm Rhonda. I'm unemployed, too. I'm a 99-weeker. I lost my benefits.
Rhonda is now organizing with others who call themselves 99ers. They're trying to pressure Congress to extend benefits by 20 weeks. Opponents say the cost of extending benefits would need to be offset by spending cuts. And there are critics who say widening the safety net will deter people from getting work. That's something Rhonda is trying to fight.
Collecting didn't deter me. The problem was there was no jobs. Nothing motivates you more, nothing, than losing everything you own. You won't be picky. You will get a job. You will take what's out there. There's nothing out there.
Some of those critics will say, look, go work at McDonald's. What do you say to them?
I've tried.
Are you looking for something in particular? Or?
I have little kids.
With no money left, Rhonda now finds herself going to a ministry for clothes at no cost. The next step, she fears, is homelessness.
We are going to be on the street among millions of other people out there. But in Rhode Island, the shelters are full. So my kids, I can't take them to the street.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to call foster care and say, here you go. I can't be that selfish. And it hurts to say that, but I can't.
That's interesting, compelling story. I'm sure there are a lot of those around, and they pull at our heartstrings. Here's reporter Chris Hayes speaking with Representative Donna Edwards, who makes the case for extending these benefits.
There's been some talk about coming up with another a linkage. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said today that Democrats may tie tax cuts for those who make more than $250,000 to the extension of unemployment benefits. Do you already see the House leadership starting to look for compromises, or can they just bring this vote without throwing something else in there?
I don't think these things are actually related. I mean, even if you look at the congressional district that's right over in Virginia that has the highest median incomes in the country, they're at 100,000 median income, and so that's nowhere near 250,000. We've always extended unemployment benefits at a time when we have this kind of record unemployment. This should be no different. It's never been about politics. Families who need unemployment benefits are Republicans and Democrats and independents, and we're going into a holiday season where we face the risk that 2 million people in this country are going to lose their unemployment benefits because the Republicans have turned this into politics.
When you look at the fact that what was previously routine, which is essentially just re-upping these unemployment benefit extensions, and we have 9.4% unemployment. When you look at something like that has now become this massive fight, it's already expired for a lot of people. Does it feel to you like Congress is deeply broken?
Well, I think that for the millions of people who are unemployed and have been unemployed for a very long time, it feels awfully broken. But I want to get, you know, to the brass tacks here. There are people who will not be able to put food on their table, pay their mortgages, and pay their utilities because of the nickeling and diming that's going on to extend unemployment benefits when the other side is perfectly willing to provide tax cuts for people who have incomes over $250,000 to the tune of $700 billion a year without asking to pay for a dime of that, putting it on the backs of our children and grandchildren. We have to actually expose the hypocrisy, and that's why I want a clean vote on the tax cuts for those for the income up to $250,000 and a clean vote on extending unemployment benefits. It's actually the right thing to do.
Be interesting to see. That may have some merit, or at least that may have some legs tying it to tax cuts. More coming up here on The Countdown.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRN, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
5-5.
It is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with the focus of this hour on jobless benefits. Most people that I have heard from on this think that it is a good idea to extend them. Maybe it's the season, but the caveat is always, how do we pay for them? What do you think? 800-510-8255. What's timely here in terms of your overview? Here, radio host Howie Carr describes the constant extension of unemployment benefits as welfare.
As you know, the unemployment benefits have been extended as this recession has dragged on and on and on, and it's now up to 99 weeks. But now there seems to be a deadlock in Congress about whether or not to keep spending more money that we don't have. Of course, the Republicans want to take money we don't have that's already been budgeted, like from TARP that hasn't been spent. Whereas the Democrats just want to take more. They want to use the TARP money to for the unions and the people who don't work but are actually on the payroll, i.e. public sector union members. So there is this deadlock in Congress right now, and the benefits are going to cease. The problem here, I'm not against helping out anybody who really can't get a job, but the reality, from what I can see from my own eyes and from what I read, even among liberal economists that have done studies about this, is that the nearer somebody gets to running out of unemployment benefits, the sooner they find jobs. There have been estimates during the campaign. These were by liberal economists because they knew they were going to get hit hard with this and by the electorate. For whatever reason, all these people were out of work. That this unprecedented extension of unemployment benefits may have added as much as a half a point to the unemployment rate this year. The people who would have normally gone back to work just haven't bothered to go back to work because they're getting paid several hundred bucks a week. And I guess it's tough if you're the breadwinner in the family, but if you're married and somebody else is bringing home the dough and you've got some health insurance, $325 a week for lying on the couch is not too shabby, is it? Extended unemployment benefits for nearly 2 million Americans begin to run out Wednesday, cutting off a steady stream of income. Well, it's not income. It's welfare, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that bothers me when people refer to it as income. It isn't income. Income implies that you worked for it, and you didn't work for it. You're getting it as a grant from your fellow taxpayer to help you in times of real need. And there are certainly people who can tell a story and make it convincing that this is a time of need, and I think we believe some of them. Do you believe all of them? I don't. But that doesn't mean, but how do you separate them out? That's the other thing. We have become so connected to the government at the source. Everything is about what the government is doing, can do, will do, has done. What about what you do for yourself? As Howie Carr noted there, I saw that once earlier this week, and I'm glad he brought it back up again because I'd forgotten about it, how many economists say that if you have to have a job, you go find one. There are plenty of jobs around. Here's another radio host named Mike McConnell who speaks with Micah Maidenberg from an organization called Progress Illinois.
It's difficult for me to be to sit here, you know, gainfully employed and say that I think that they should lapse, but 99 weeks is an all-time record for extending unemployment benefits. We've never gone that long before. If it stayed at 9.6, I mean, would 200 weeks be out of the question? I'm just curious, from your perspective, what would you do? If you're, you know, unemployment czar tomorrow, what would you do?
Well, I mean, the right now the position of most Senate Democrats, which is where this probably will be, you know, playing out in Washington, is to say, look, extend the emergency unemployment benefits for another year. Do that because we're still facing the aftermath of the worst recession in decades. And, you know, you do this not just because it's morally the right thing to do. You do this because we've got to get out of this, you know, recession and its aftermath. And this is the economically right thing to do. I mean, the economy there is like signs of growth. The unemployment rate has dropped in Illinois. And, you know, turning away from the unemployed now would be economically a big mistake.
But what about the whole point, and it's accurate, that we don't have the money?
Well, the unemployment insurance kind of debate is wrapped into this broader question about the Bush tax cuts, which, you know, I'm sure you're well aware that they are set to expire
right
at the end of the year. You know, there are two competing, you know, basic proposals on the table, one from the White House and one from Republicans. And, you know, we've got to decide if the Republicans get their way, the wealthiest 2% of earners in the country will keep their tax cuts.
Well, I guess my point would be we're not really at the aftermath yet. We don't know when the aftermath is going to kick in. We're already, I mean, even if you didn't let, and if you let all of the tax cuts expire, we're still trillions of dollars in debt before we begin to talk about extending unemployment benefits. It's not as though this is something that has to be paid by that. We are in debt up to our eyeballs without even approaching the idea of extending the benefits. Now, my best argument for extending the benefits mm-hmm. would be we're so ridiculously in debt now, what the hell's the difference?
There's a question that I guess, as I said a few minutes ago, what's a couple of billion here or there when you're talking about $14 trillion? And that was one of the things that got in the way of the Senate Bill 510, an appropriate question. How do we pay for this? It was almost $2 billion worth of added bureaucracy and bureaucrats. How do you pay for all of these things? You just vote yes, 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 spend, 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 spend. Who pays? You pay. Can you pay? I can't pay any more in taxes. Can you afford to pay more money to have somebody sit around and not work? As Howie Carr described, some, not all, some people really do need the help. So how are we more discerning about who gets it? That's what I'd like to know. And how do we do that without having to add more bureaucrats and bumble around and fumble around in all of that? Lots of questions, lots of input. The basic bottom line here, jobless benefits extended, yes or no? What say you? You say what you say in a moment here on the countdown.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955. Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibendronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
All right, let's get into this from your perspective. 800-510-8255. You are now the star. Clay Cohut, who is monitoring our social media, will have some input. Your texting also is encouraged at 646-926-DOUG. You can answer on Twitter.com. Include your name in the text, please. So we'll see what's on Facebook and Twitter regarding extending the benefits. To do or not to do, that is the question I put to Scott in Kalamazoo. Go ahead, Scott. Yes, no. What do you think?
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I think that they should definitely continue on with the benefits.
Are you employed now?
I'm 57 years old.
Yeah.
I worked 40 years. I paid in for 40 years.
Yeah.
You know,
are you unemployed? Are you unemployed
at
the moment?
The country has just totally turned
their back
on me.
Are you employed or unemployed?
Four women.
Okay.
They got kids and they ain't got no.
800-510-8255. Jeff, two-way conversation, please. Jeff in Elmira, go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Doug. I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, and you as well.
Thank you. Just two quick comments. I believe we should extend the benefits, but we shouldn't increase the debt. What about the money from TARP? If there's any left, or
there
if
is.
The money's been paid back by the financial institutions.
Yeah, there is money from TARP left, and General Motors paid back money into the general fund on its loan, that sort of thing. Are you employed or unemployed, Jeff?
I am employed.
Employed.
So I'm self-employed. I run my own business.
Yeah.
I work hard at it.
Uh-huh.
Another thing, Madge Rudge, a couple months ago, it was linked to an article that showed that 31 or 32% of people on unemployment for more than a year were single.
Yeah.
Why don't those single people are easier to, you know, they can easily move to a different region of the country. There's jobs as compared to family people.
Mm.
So my question is, why is that many single people, if that statistic is accurate, why are so many single people on unemployment?
Good question. That is something. That's food. That's real food for thought. Thank you, Vince, in Burgon, North Carolina. You are on the countdown now, sir. Please, you're in agreement with me that there are jobs around.
Yes, I think there is. The problem my fiance and I face is when we moved here, we came from Boston and we had our own business, so we didn't get unemployment. We couldn't get welfare because we don't have children. We got some food assistance for 1 month, and that's all I could stand because I was embarrassed to use the card. But I did the footwork. I put out resumes every day. We were at the library all day long, and I did all my footwork. And I just kept going and going because I'm 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm competing with, you know, a lot of people. There's like one job and, you know, 200 people are going after that same job.
Did you see the Delta folks, Delta Airlines, looking for 1,000 new flight attendants? 100,000 people have applied for those 1,000 jobs.
I understand that. And in Jacksonville, North Carolina, all the masons and all the electricians, they're all looking for people on the project here on the base. And, you know, there are jobs, but you have to do the footwork because it's pretty.
Well, why wouldn't you do the footwork? You want a job? Self-respect? Some people have no self-respect. Are those the people that you're helping? And one wonders, are those the people that ought to be helped? There are some who legitimately need help. For health reasons, there may be some emotional or mental thing that gets in the way. Those are the people that need help. But guys and gals who can physically do some kind of work, let's send a few more illegals home. Maybe that ought to be the mantra. Send some more illegals home. Get a job. Right?
Yes, I agree. And I also think that, people get on unemployment, and sometimes you do. You get complacent. You say, hey, this is not so bad.
Right.
And there are a lot of them, and there are a lot of people that really do need it.
Yeah.
And I feel for those people that really do need it. I really needed it, but I couldn't get it anyway.
Uh-huh.
So I had to just keep pounding the pavement.
Had to figure out how to make it work. Drive a bus. All right, Vince. You're all set now, though?
Oh, yeah. We both got jobs.
Good.
And, it worked out well for us.
Merry Christmas to you and the lady that's in your life. Thanks for the call. Martine is in Los Gatos, California. You're in favor or not in favor of extending the benefits?
Definitely in favor. And I feel that if the war would be stopped, we could more than afford to extend the benefits.
And this is a very interesting thought, one that's hard to argue with. Martine, thank you for that. That's something to make our heads rock and rattle around in, huh? How much money are we spending on war and getting no place? Never mind the money, the men and women whose lives are wasted over there. And, yeah, that's thank you for that. Bill, you're in Oconto Falls. I don't know where that is. Where is that?
About 30 miles north of Green Bay, Doug.
All right, sir. What do you think?
Okay, happy holidays to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, and you as well.
I know we're going to become redundant real quick just by listening to the other calls.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Doug, the problem is what you guys have said. You know, the system needs to be fixed. I mean, I know people who circumvent the system constantly that could go get a job if they wanted to. But you know what? It is just easier to stay home. You know, and they get around this, Doug, by going places and applying where they know they're never going to get hired.
Yeah.
There's no opportunity to get hired there, and they know it. But you know, the subway down the road or the McDonald's down the road has signs in the windows constantly saying they'll hire people.
I told you the story. I was in a dairy store yesterday. A fellow that runs it's a good friend of mine. He needs somebody to manage the store on the weekend. No takers so far. The ad's been up there for 2 weeks.
You know, that's where the system
paying $14 an hour. What's wrong with $14 an hour?
Nothing, but that's where the system needs to be fixed, Doug. You know, maybe the system needs to get more involved and say, here, these are the jobs we know are available in your area. You can go apply.
I think they
here
do that, don't they? Isn't there somebody that I know who was trying to get some benefits said that they went to the unemployment office and they are given a list of job openings. You got to go there, check them out, and report back to us in 6 days as to what you found out or if you couldn't get the job, why couldn't you get the job? I think that's the most strident story I'd heard so far of involvement on the part of the welfare office, making sure that people are really out there trying. You have to bring back some notes and proof that you saw people and that kind of stuff. So But well, you're right. People are. We all know it's different in different parts of the country, in different areas, and there are tons of people scamming the system. You're right, and you and I are paying for it, Bill. Thank you for the call. 51 after the hour.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
To 15%.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 is the connection line. You can also, as I said a few minutes ago, underscoring our text connection, 646-926. Doug, text your answers. Make sure you give us your name so we can acknowledge you when Clay goes through that info in a couple of moments. Meanwhile, Mike is in Ohio. You're here to say what, Mike?
They should definitely extend the benefits. I mean, they do everything for big business. You know, they give them every option. The working man gets, pardon my expression, peed on constantly, you know. This state of there's no respect for the working class in this country has to stop. These politicians are on the take, both sides, Democrat and Republican. And, you know, it sickens me to even watch the news, to listen to them talk, because 90% of them are anti-American. They don't care about the American citizens. They care about special business, special interests, some of the money from the wars. That the war in Iraq and the war in Iran, Afghanistan, let Halliburton get less money and Bechtel and Raytheon and all these military contractors, let them take less money. I'm sick of the whole thing, and they're all on the take.
There's an argument to be made there, Mike, about the amount of business, not necessarily all big. Big business isn't bad in and of itself. A lot depends on the corporate mentality, the people at the top and who they're connected to, all of that sort of thing. I don't know about the little guy getting shafted, but things are not even, Stephen, as they might be in a perfect world. 800-510-8255. Ben in California with the focus on the lame duck session.
The Democrats still control the Senate by a plurality of 16, I think. They control the House still by a plurality of more than 50. Why have they put this off until now? They've known for months that this date was coming. That it's just to rely on a lame duck is lame. It's the same thing with the Bush tax cuts. It's completely inexcusable for leadership to have punted to get us to this point at this late date. The appropriations are need to be re-upped by the 3rd of December. The Bush tax cuts are to expire by the 1st of January. Unemployment benefits are done today. And what is our leadership doing in this lame duck? They're talking about cheap political stunts like the Dream Act and Don't Ask, Don't Tell. You know, these things are they're important, but they're politics.
800-510-8255. Carolyn, you want to join the discussion? Please go ahead.
Yes, just a point of clarification. I've listened to several of your callers talk about how they have paid for unemployment and therefore they're entitled to it, and they feel it's okay to collect. I believe that's incorrect. The employer pays the unemployment premiums.
Well, the employer pays, but it's part of your wage. If you have unemployment benefits, but you don't take it home, they send it right in.
It's a part of the compensation, but it is not a contribution made directly from the employee.
Well, let me put this spin on it, Carolyn. As a person who is self-employed, me, I have my own business. I pay Social Security in a different way. I pay all of it. And but it comes to me, the ability for me to pay my Social Security, all of it, comes from me being able to charge people who use my services, collect the money from them, and then pay it in. It doesn't come from some nebulous place in the sky. It comes from people that I do business with. And therefore, having employees, the same thing can apply to them. I'm sending a check to the IRS for the employees, and that they are paid by me, but I still am putting that money in. But I would have to have money to do that from the people who use my services and buy my goods.
I understand. However, the other part of that equation is when that employer's business does improve and it's time for him to try and add to the workforce, his premiums are now higher, and thus his cost of doing business and his ability to hire more employees is also impacted by that.
Well, it's impaired. It's impacted and impaired by it, in fact.
But just a point of clarification, it isn't a direct deduction.
All right, I get you what you're saying. Yep, I got it. Okay, thank you. Talk Radio Countdown Show, produced by Stefan Multimedia, written by Jeff Clothie, produced by Michael Fortier. The Countdown wanting to acknowledge some of the sources for the production of today's program: Fox, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, Howie Carr radio program, Mike McConnell radio program, Jay Weber radio program, Joe Crummy, C-SPAN. Thank you all for your input here. As usual, a greater understanding has been gained by listening to your input here on the Talk Radio Countdown.